My dear listeners, friends, and whoever may be interested to know who I am, so may I give you a very brief autobiography of myself. I am Reverend Joseph Biagio Dell'Utri of 4020 Georgia Street, San Diego, California. I was born March 14, 1896, in the beautiful city of Caltanissetta, in the very heart of Sicily, Italy. I was born in the midst of nine children. I had three brothers and a sister older, and three sisters and a brother younger than myself. Today, July 10, 1974, my four brothers and two sisters have passed on to be with the Lord of life. So I have only two sisters left, Lucia in Caltanissetta and Angelina in Buenos Aires, Argentina. My family, of course, was all Roman Catholic. I was brought up in a farm where there were no schools within the walking distance until I was 10 years old. Then we moved to a little better place where there was a public school within walking distance. So my parents sent me to that school for 3 years. The only teacher in that school, Miss Antonietta Barone, was a fervent Christian, the only Protestant teacher in that city. She was a Waldensian and often invited me to her home and a few times to her little church. I was rather impressed by her religious zeal. In 1913, I came to the United States, and precisely in Ansoni, Connecticut, seeking a fortune as many other Italians did. In 1914, the First Baptist Church of Ansoni, Connecticut, opened a little mission for the Italians of that city, just a few yards from where I lived. Mindful of my old Protestant teacher in Italy, I began to attend that mission. The more I attended the mission and the more I studied that faith, the more I became interested, until in a Sunday night service, I felt so renewed spiritually and morally that I decided to become a member of that church. Gradually, I felt a strong desire to dedicate my whole life in the service of the Lord by becoming a minister of the gospel. It was a tremendous struggle, but finally I left a good job which I had in the wire mill of Ansonia, and I went to school to prepare myself for the ministry. In 1917, as I entered the American International College of Springfield, Massachusetts, there I studied for 3 years. In 1920, I left that college and entered the Italian department of Colgate Divinity School, actually a seminary for the Italians, under the leadership of Dr. Antonio Mangano, then located in Brooklyn, New York. While in the seminary, weekends and vacations, I was always invited to assist in various churches, and especially in Paterson and Lodi, New Jersey. In 1922, I was invited by the Borough Park Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York, to organize and lead an Italian mission there. This I did, and in 2 years, I had organized a very nice congregation. In 1924, I was graduated from the seminary, and with a dozen of other students, I went to Italy to take a postgraduate course in the Evangelical Seminary, sponsored by the Waldensian Church in Rome, Italy. While there, I had the privilege of visiting various countries, especially England, France, Switzerland, and of course, I had the privilege of visiting most of the large cities in Italy. In Italy, I visited many evangelical churches where I was often invited to give my testimony or preaching. Then during vacations, I had the joy to see my many relatives and friends in my native city, Caltanissetta. I was invited to preach many times in the Little Waddenger Church of Caltanissetta, the first evangelical church which I had seen, to which my old teacher, Mrs. Antonietta Baroni, had invited me about 15 years before. Miss Baroni was still teaching in the public school and playing the organ in that church. Miss Baroni also was now married to the minister, Reverend De Calogero Bonadia, and already had three children. Since that time, I have always been interested in that church, and I kept a regular correspondence with my teacher. In 1925, I returned to the United States and was immediately employed as a full-time pastor of the mission, which I had started 3 years before in Brooklyn, New York. In the spring of 1926, I met Miss Emmelina Maria Pavone of Bridgeport, Connecticut. She was a real virtuous and consecrated Christian young lady. She played the organ, sang, led the choir, and taught in the Sunday school. We fell in love for each other, and almost at first sight. So we were engaged, and in September 18, 1926, we were married in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She really became a great blessing to me as well as to my church, and has been ever since. In 1929, we were able to build a new church and parsonage for the Italians at the corner of 67th Street and 11th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, at a cost of nearly $100,000, the Borough Park Italian Baptist Church. I served that church faithfully and successfully until June 1939. In that spring of 1939, I had received and accepted a call to come to San Diego, California, to organize and lead an Italian mission. So I came to San Diego, a beautiful and modern city on the southern shores of the Pacific Ocean. Here, the climate is real mild and beautiful all year round. And there are many Italians, many of them are fishermen. I did organize and led successfully the Italian mission here for 22 years. In March of 1961, I became of age and eligible for pension. So I decided to leave the ministry and enter into pension. However, we have always been active in the church. My wife and I have two sons, Gabriel and Ernest, and a daughter, Virginia. They're all happily married with their families and homes. This, I believe, will give you a concise idea of my life. Thinking back now, I feel to say with the poet, "Oh, happy day that fixed my choice and be my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away." Amen, and may God richly bless each one of you.